Masechtas Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel, 7 lines to the top of the Amid, and the Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah and discusses the fourth case that the Mishnah brought of Eilun Amarim B'Chaloshin, that these things can be stated and can be said in any language, and the fourth one was Tefillah. And the Gemara states that for Tefillah we don't need a special pasuk, because Rachmehi, that since Tefillah is for Rachmanis, Kol Hecha D'Bayim Matzli, and therefore a person has to daven in the language that they understand, as Rashi says, Bahu Lishna D'Yad L'Chavin Li B'Lisli, and therefore person should make sure to daven in the language that he could be mechaven best. And our Gemara is, for tefillah b'chol lashon, are you telling me you could daven in any language? V'am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda stated, lo ilam al yishol adam tzorcha b'lashon ramis, that a person should not daven in Aramaic, d'am Rabbi Yechron, because Rabbi Yechron stated, kol asher tzorcha b'lashon rami, ein malach yashar siskakon lai, that anyone that davens in Aramaic, the malachim will not pay attention to him. And the reason is, l'fi she'ein malach yashar smakirim b'lashon rami, as the malachim do not understand Aramaic. And some learned that this question is that if the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, which so closely resembles Lashon HaKodesh, therefore certainly they don't understand the rest of the languages either. And Lefi Zeh, the Gemara's question is that a person should only be able to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, and others learned that when the Gemara says that the Ein Malach Yashar is Makirim B'Lashon Arami, it just means that they're not happy when someone davens Lashon Arami, as even though they understand Aramaic, however, they're not happy that people are not using Lashon HaKodesh, and they're using a language that so closely resembles Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore they won't listen to those tefillahs. And Lefi Zeh, the Gemara's question is only regarding Lashon Aramis, but you could daven in any other language aside for Aramaic. And of course, this is one of the major Gemaras that is quoted regarding the Machlekes as to what the role of Malachi Asharis are regarding tefillah. Are they some sort of a go-between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And of course, most Rishonim state that you can't daven to Malachim, even if you're going to use them in order to intercede on our behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to daven directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, of course, the Shita of the Rambam and Ramban, and the Mefarshim already discussed how do we understand our Gemara according to those Rishonim. And of course, this is also part of the question as to if it's proper to say the tefillahs of Mashmiya Tefillah and Machlisi Rachmim that we say during Slichus. Gemara answers, Loi Kasha, Habiyachit, Habitziba. And as Rashi says, when you daven biyachidus, Tzarech sheyasiu malachi asharis, you need the help of the malachi asharis, and therefore you can't daven in Aramaic. However, Tziba, Loi Tzrichalu, by the Tziba, you don't need the malachim, Tzib, Hein Kal Kaba, Loi Yimas, Ein Amoyas, Bitfilas, and Shrabim, and therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chmeidu V'atzbai gets involved in the Tefillahs of Tzibah, so you can daven in any language, and there's no problem davening in Aramaic. And the Meiri explains the Gemara's Teretz a bit different, and he says that when you use your language that you generally speak in, for example, in those times they used to speak Aramaic, therefore, if you're davening B'yechidus, you won't have such kavana. However, if you're B'tzibah, then you'll still have kavana, even if you're speaking in your regular language. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'im Malach HaSharis Makim B'Lashon Arami, are you telling me the Malach HaSharis don't understand Aramaic? V'atani B'Bulint HaBraisa, Yoichin Kain Gadol, Shama Baskal in Base Kachi Gadashim, Yoichin Kain Gadol, Anyam Kippur heard a Baskal from the Kachi Gadashim, Shu'imed, that it said, Nitzchu Talia, the Azul La'akha Karvlan Tuchya, that the young men who were the Pecha Kuna that went to wage a war in Turkey, they were successful and they were victorious, the Shub Maisa B'Shimon HaTzadik, and there's also a story by Shimon HaTzadik, which they explained is not Shimon HaTzadik that was the first Kain Gadol in Bayesheni, but it was at a later point in Bayesheni, Shama Baskal in Base Kachi Gadashim, that he heard a Baskal in Kippur, in the Kaddish Gedashim Shu Aymen, the Baskel stated, Betelus Avidta da Amma Sana Laisa al Hechala, Vener Gaskalkas, Ubatlug Zeresov. Then at that time, there was a Greek king who was called Gaskalkas, and he wanted to bring an army against Klal Yisrael in order to fight against the Hechal and to bring an Abed Zara into the base of Middash. And he heard that Gaskalkas was killed, and therefore the Xeris that he made were Batal. And as we know, when kings used to die, all the Xeris would be Batal, and they were considered null and void, the Chasvo Asa Shah, and they wrote down the exact moment that they heard this Baskal, the Kibnu, and once they heard at a later point exactly the time frame when the Gzeira was Batal, they were able to ascertain that it was exactly the same time that the Baskal came out. And L'maisu, B'loshon Rami Ha'ema, we see that this Baskal spoke in Aramaic, and therefore we see that the Malachim do know Aramaic. And the Gemara answers, Iba Yisema Baskal Shani Dashmu Yavida. Either we could say that Baskal is different because the whole purpose of the Baskal is in order to deliver a message to people, and therefore it has to speak in their language. And as Rashi says, that we're referring to the Malach that's from Munah Baskel, Yodas B'Shivim L'Shoynes, and it knows all 70 languages, B'Peisha Asuya L'Shmiya, V'Him Shtalechas L'Chol L'Shoynes, Pa'amu L'Zeh, and sent all over the world to different nations in order to say something, in order to deliver messages, and therefore it has to know all 70 languages. And the Mashal points out that why couldn't the Gemara say there was a Nebuah, and the Nebuah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all 70 languages. And the Mashal explains that since these stories happened by Yoich Yechin Kohen Gadol and Shimon HaTzadik, who were during Bayis Sheni, and in Bayis Sheni we know is Batl Nevuah, and therefore couldn't be a Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues, Yibayisema, where I can tell you, Gavriel Hava, that the Malach that stated these things to Yechin Kohen Gadol and Shimon HaTzadik was Gavriel, Darmar, and we learned that Bar Gavriel, Vlimdu Shivan Lashin, that when Yosef was in jail, Gavriel came and taught him all 70 languages. Both Terutzim of the Gemara are saying the same idea, that although all Malachim do not understand Aramaic, and they don't know that language, however, Gavriel or Baskel can be different, and it's possible that there are exceptions to the rule. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Birchsa Mazen, the fifth of the seven things that can be said B'chol Lashin is Birchsa Mazen, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'chat V'savato V'rachtas Hashem Alekecha, and the Torah doesn't give the actual Pasha of what to say, and therefore certainly it could be said in any language, B'chol Lashin Sh'atim Mavarach, and in any language that you understand, you could say Birchsa Mazen. And Rashi says, V'loi Gassina Minolon, we're not going over here Minolon, we don't need a pasuk to mehechi tasted be in lashon hakodesh, as there is no reason why we would think that you need lashon hakodesh. However, Taisa states umiyunira ika kagirsa sasvarim the gasu behu minolon, that I am gerus the word minolon the saka daitachamina, because we actually have a habmina neilif bracha mi berchas hagrizim, that we should learn the bracha of berchas mazin and all brachas from the brachas of hagrizim the sibhu iliyam de levarach malalon the lashon hakodesh, and just like over there we know is lashon hakodesh afkan, over here also it would have to be lashon hakodesh. And Taisus explains that the Gemara's answer is that since the pasuk says "Bechata v'savata uverachtas Hashem alekecha," that you should bench Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kloimav me'ach shabracha v'ashevach klape hashchina tuchel levarach b'chol lashon she'ertza. That therefore, since we know that he's trying to bench Hakadosh Baruch Hu and thank him for everything he does for us, and you're giving praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, therefore you could bench him in any language that you can. U'mistama b'lashon shatimaka shetitin shevach Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv of shalom la'nascha. And certainly, it makes sense that you should say Birchsa Mazon in any language that you understand, because this way you'll be able to have more kavanah and thank Hashem in a more proper manner. And Ayin Taisus, where he's bothered that B'negei Avida Maisa, our Gemara said that we learned that it could be said the B'chol Lashon based on Gzeir Shabba V'Amira Amira, but L'chair over there it says Lashon V'amata L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, and over here we just said that when it says U'v'rachtas Hashem L'kecha, it teaches us that you could say it in any language, and therefore why we need Gzeir Shabba, L'chair you should be able to learn V'amata L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, that you could say V'ida Maisa in any language. And Taisus says, of course there's a major nafkamina between the words of V'rachta Es Hashem L'kecha, where you're benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're giving Shevach to Hashem, and certainly you should do it in any language that you understand, while by Vida Maisa, the Torah states, V'mata L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, and we learn out L'fnei Hashem, the Mashma de Bazar HaMisvada, that we only see from there, that you have to go to the Zara in order to see this Pasha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can't learn from these words that you let us say Vida Maisa B'chol Lashon, and that's why you need the Gzeir Shava of Amira Amira. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Shavua Se'edis, the sixth case where you could say it B'chol Lashon is by Shavua Se'edis, and over here Rashi says with regards to word Minolon, as Rashi says the Eloi Kosef Kra Iklameimim to Beinan Dumi the Shavuas Hagrizim Har Evil, that since it's a Shavua, so we compare it to the Shavua of Hagrizim Har Evil Shu B'Lashon HaKadosh, where it's Lashon HaKadosh, and we would think that Shavuas Ha'edis has to be done B'Lashon HaKadosh. And the Gemara explains that we know that Shavuas Ha'edis could be done B'chol Lashon D'chsev V'Nefesh Kisechta V'Shama Kol Allah B'chol Lashon Shishamas, and therefore from Lashon Shema of V'Shama we understand that the dinim of Shavuas Ha'edis are applicable even if the Shavua was made in any language, and it doesn't have to be Dafka Lashon HaKadosh. And Ayin Taisus Diba Maskel Shavuas Ha'edis Minolon, that Taisus learns differently than Rashi Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Shavuas HaPikadon, that Shavuas HaPikadon is the seventh case where we could say it B'chol Lashon. And the Gemara explains Asya Techta Techta B'Shavuas Ha'edis, we learned this from the Din of Shavuas Ha'edis, as by Shavuas HaPikadon the Pasuk states in Vayikra Nefesh Kisechta Molo Mol Bashem V'chichish Ba'amisa B'Pikadon So we see the Lashon Kisechta, and in Vayikra the Pasuk says B'negei Shavuas Ha'edis V'nefesh Kisechta V'shama Kol Olav Hu Eid Ayra Yada Im Lo Yagid V'nasa Avaynai. So once again we see the Lashon Sechta, and therefore we learn that just like B'negei Shavuas Ha'edis it could be stated in any language, therefore the same thing applies by Shavuas HaPikadon, and it could be done in any language. And Ayin Taisus, who says that really we don't need this drasha at all, Ayin Taisus Dido Maschel Asya Sechta Sechta. And the Gemara continues, and for the next four lines the Gemara will quote from Mishnah Ve'ilin Amarim B'Lashon HaKadosh, and these are the eight items where it has to be said Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh, Mikra Bikurim V'Chalitza etc. Ad Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, and the Mishnah continues until the words of Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, and the Mishnah taught us V'Nisa V'Matal F'Nei Hashem Alekecha La'alanu Oimev V'Anu Alevim V'Amru Al Kol Ish Yisrael Ma'ani Amur La'alan B'Lashon HaKadosh, just like the Ania that says regarding the Levim and regarding the Brachos and Klalos that was said on Hagrizim Har Evil, it was said B'Lashon HaKadosh. So Afkam B'Lashon HaKadosh, we also learn that Mikra Bikurim has to be stated Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh, and now the Gemara continues, Ulevim Gufayu Menalan, that in Chanami we're learning from the Levim, and we're learning from the Psukim that says by Brachas and Klalis that was stated in HaGrizim and Har Evil, but in Lemaisa, how do we know that that was stated in B'Lashon HaKadosh? And the Gemara explains, Asik Kol Kol Mimosha, that we learn out from the word Kol that states by Moshe, and it states by Brachas and Klalis. Ksiv Hach, it says by the Brachas and Klalis, Koram, as the Pasuk says, V'onu HaLevim V'amru El Kolish Yisrael, Koram, and Ksiv Hassam, and it says, B'negeir Aseres HaDibris, Moshe Yidaba V'alekim Yanenem B'kol, that Moshe said the last of the eight Aseres HaDibris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to project his call, Ma'al Olam B'Losh HaKadosh, just like B'negeir Aseres HaDibris, it was certainly stated B'Losh HaKadosh, Afkam B'Losh HaKadosh, so therefore, by the Brachas and Klalis, HaGrizim HaNar Evil, it was stated B'Losh HaKadosh, and since we know that the Brachas and Klalis on HaGrizim HaNar Evil was stated in Losh HaKadosh, therefore we learn, based on Xer Shava, to the Pasha of Mikra Bikurim, that the Pasha by Rami Yavid Avi, that is stated by Mikra Bikurim, must be stated B'Losh HaKadosh. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Chalitza Ketzad, that how do we know that when the woman who's the Shemeres Yavam and the Yavam are saying the words that they have to say when they're doing Chalitza, it has to be stated B'Losh HaKadosh, and the Tanakama stated because it says in the Pasuk, V'Ansu V'Amra, and Alalana Oimer, V'Anu Alavim V'Amru, and B'Negated Brachas and Klalis, it states V'Anu V'Amru, so Ma'al Alon B'Losh HaKadosh, Afkam B'Losh HaKadosh, and Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need the Gzeir Shava, as the Pasuk states, V'Ansu V'Amra, Kacha, Achetayim B'Losh HaNazer, and therefore we learn out that she has to say these exact words, and therefore the Shemeres Yavam, as well as the Yavam, when they're doing Chalitza, have to say these exact words that the Torah prescribes. Now, even though the Pasha B'Negei Chalitza states, V'Ansu V'Amra, that she will respond and she will say, and then there's a comma, and then she says, Kacha Ya'asal Ish Hashem Lo Yivnes Beis Achiv. However, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that this word Kacha is extra, and therefore the Rabbanon should have to dash in the word Kacha as well. And therefore, the Gemara asks, the Rabbanon, Hai Kacha, my Avdile, what do Rabbanon do with this extra word Kacha? And the Gemara answers, Mebailu Ludavishu Maisim Akiv. The Rabbanon learned at the word Kacha that all the different actions that have to be done by Chalitza must be done, and then Ma'akiv. And as Rashi says, Kagoyin Chalitza Rekika, taking off the shoe and spitting in front of the Yavam, the Kacha Mashma Ikuva, the Asa Lashanis, Besamcha Liye Asa, Loi Mesha Maisim Akiv. And that's why it says, Kacha Ye Asa, that it has to be done exactly in this manner, and you can't deviate. And the Mefarshim discussed that even though the Maisim is Ma'akiv, however, the Amira is actually not Ma'akiv, but even so, once you're going to go and do the Amira, according to the Rabbanon, as well as according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira has to be done, B'Loshon HaKadosh. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, has Rabbi Yehuda know, L'davishu Maisim, that's Ma'akiv, Mikoy Kacha, that since the Torah could have said, Koye Asa, and it says Kacha, therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns both of these Zinim. He learns number one, has to be done B'Losh HaKadosh, and number two, when there's a Maisa, that Maisa would be Ma'akev. And the Gemara says, Rabbanon Koye Kacha, Loi Mashmalu, Rabbanon don't dash in this extra Lashon of Koye Kacha, and they only dash it for one din, they only dash in that L'davishu Maisa Ma'akev. And the Gemara continues, and Daflam Magimel obeys, Rabbi Yehuda, Haiva Unseva Umra, my Avidlei, L'Maisa, the Rabbanon learned that there's a din B'Negei Chalitza, that the Amir has to be done B'Losh HaKadosh from the words of Va'antzav Amra, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns it from the words of Kacha, so what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the words of Va'antzav Amra? And the Gemara answers, Mebayle Lagbur Lelevim, the B'Losh HaKadosh, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, once he knows that Chalitza has to be done B'Losh HaKadosh from the Lashon of Kacha, therefore he says that since Chalitza has to be done B'Losh HaKadosh, and it says Lashon Va'antzav Amra, so we learn that the Brachs and Klolis that was said in HaGrizim HaAr Evil were also stated in B'Losh HaKadosh, and the Gemara asks, V'Leil of Kol Mimaisha, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to learn from Va'antzav Amra if he could have learned from Kol Kol Mimaisha as we stated on Amud Aleph? And the Gemara answers, Ani Ani Gomer Kol Kol Loi Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda only had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that we have a Gzeir Shabbat from the words Aniya to the words of Aniya, and therefore he could only learn from Chalitza to the din of the Levim. However, he couldn't learn the din of Levim from Kol that says by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Hasina, and by Aseres HaDibros, because he didn't have a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that there's a possibility to learn a Gzeir Shabbat of Kol Kol. And as Rashi says, that Gzeir Shabbat to Kol Kol Loi Shama, Ve'ina Adam Dung Gzeir Shabbat Elam King Kibla, that the only way the person could down a Gzeir Shabbat is only based on a Kabbalah they have from the Rabbeim. And the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, that we also see in Ebraisa that this is the correct way to understand Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda stated, Kol Mokum Shinema, in any case in the Torah where it says, Koi Kacha Aniya Va'amira Eina El Lashon HaKadosh, it teaches us that that Pasha has to be stated in Lashon HaKadosh, and Rashi says that we're only talking about those cases where it says these words, Bedava Tali Bediba, and then we know Eina El Lashon HaKadosh. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Koi is referring to Bechas Koinim, where the Torah says, Koi Sivarchu, and we learn out that it has to be B'Losh HaKadosh, and we will see on Daflam and Chesom and Aleph that the Rabbanon and Rabbi Rabbi Huda argue with the Gei Bechas Kainim as well, as Rabbanan learned is based on Gzei Shava, and Rabbi Huda learns from the word Kai that it has to be stated exactly the way it's said in the Torah, which is B'lashon HaKadosh. The Lashon Kacha comes to teach us the Chalitza, that Chalitza has to be done B'lashon HaKadosh, and Ani Avamir, the Levium, and the word Ani and Avamir teaches us that B'negei Levium and B'negei the Brachas and Klalois that was stated in HaGrizim Har Evil, it had to be stated in L'shon HaKadosh, and therefore clearly we see that this is the way that Rabbi Huda learns all these psukim. The Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated brachas v'klolis ketzad, that what is the case of the brachas and klolis that was said in Hagrizim Har'evil, and what was the scenario and what was the story, and the Mishnah told us kimin shavi yisrael siyadin, etc. And let's keep in mind the historical aspect of the brachas and klolis that was stated in Hagrizim Har'evil. So Moshe Rabbeinu, prior to him dying, told Klai Yisrael that eventually you'll go past the Yarden and you will go into Eretz Canaan, and when you get into Eretz Canaan, you should say the following brachas and klolis on Hagrizim and Har'evil. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave very specific instructions, and the pasuk states in passage for A in Parak Yud Aleph pasuk Chav Tes, "V'hoy ki v'yachah Hashem al kechel ha'aretz asher atabos shabal rishta v'nisatas habracha l'hagrizim v'saklal al har evil." And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes and describes where Hagrizim and Har Evil is. "Haloi heima be'iva yadin achri derech mevay Hashemesh be'eretz haknani hayeshe barava mula gugol eitzel aglini meri." And keep in mind that the Yarden is the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, and at that point Moshe and Klai Yisrael were all on the east side of the Yarden, and did not yet go through the Yarden. And in a moment, we'll see a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar exactly as to the location of Hagrizim and Har Evil. And our Mishnah clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the location of Hagrizim and Har Evil was further in Eretz Yisrael and was in Shechem. And even though Shechem was a very far distance from Eva Yarden, and it's about 60 mil from after you cross over the Yarden, and therefore it would be difficult to travel that in one day, there was a Maisenes, and they had Kvitza Derech, and they were able to reach Shechem, even though it was on the same day that they crossed through the Yarden. And as we will see, Rabbi Elazar will argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that Hagrizim and Har Evil were close to the Yarden and were not in Shechem. Now, certainly we know that there are mountains near Shechem that are called Hagrizim and Har Evil. However, some explain that there were other mountains in the region that was close to the Yarden that were also called Hagrizim and Har Evil. However, the Yerushalmi states that actually when Klai Yisrael got to the area that was right over the Yarden, they made two piles and they created their own mountains and they called them Hagrizim and Har Evil. And this idea is brought down in Taisus Diba Maschol Mula Gilgal Samuchul Gilgal, and Taisus also says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that they had to travel 120 mil on that day as they went from the Yarden to Shechem, and then they came back from Shechem back to the Yarden. And Taisus also brings down that although in our Gemara it seems that they had the brachas and klolis on the same day that they traveled through the Yarden, however the Yerushalmi brings down a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that they only had the brachas and klolis 14 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael after Kibush and Chiluk. And the Yerushalmi is, but the pasuk says V'hoi ba'avruchem asir Yarden to kimus havana me'ila, which is mashmur that they did it right away and immediately after they passed through the Yarden, and Amalei, and they responded avon mekimo isam miyad, that in Chanami they set up the stones and they set up the mizbeches right away. But brachas v'klolis lachi yudal shonu nemaris, however the brachas and klolis were only stated after 14 years. And our Gemara will now go through this pasuk and clarify what it means according to Rabbi Yehuda as well as according to Rabbi Elazar. So Tanur Rabbanan haloyheme be'iva Yarden, that Hagrizim and Har Evil is be'iva Yarden me'iva Yarden be'ilech. It doesn't mean that it's mamish be'iva Yarden, it's right by be'iva Yarden, but it means that it's further away from the Yarden, and it actually was in Shechem. And Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda continues, Achri derech mevay Hashemesh, that it's further away from the east side of the Yarden, Makim Shechem Ezereches, and it's telling us that's furthest away from where the sun rises, since we know that the Yarden was the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore this spot was very far away from the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, and it was in Shechem. And Rashi brings from the Bereishis Rabbo that Kol Makim Shenema Achri Muflig, whenever the Torah says the Lashon Achri, it means it was further away, and when the Torah says the Lashon Acher, it means it was close by. And over here, since it says Achri Derech Mevay Hashemesh, it means it was further away from the spot that the sun rises, and therefore was further away from the east. And the pasuk continues, Be'eretz Haknani Hayeshu Barava Elu Hagrizim Har Evil Sheyesh Mehem Kutiim. This is referring to Hagrizim Har Evil, where the Kutiim live nowadays. And Rashi says Achshav Hin Yeshvim Ben, that's where they live nowadays. Shayshivim Bem Sancherev Kshehigla Asaras Hashvatim, that is where Sancherev placed them when he sent the Asaras Hashvatim into Golis. And the pasuk continues, Mula Gilgal, this is opposite Gilgal, and even though Shechem is very far away from Gilgal, the Gemara explains Samuchul Gilgal, that it's a place where you could see Gilgal, because when you're standing on the mountains, you're able to see all the way to Gilgal. And finally, the Torah states that the Hagrizim Har Evil were Eitzel Elayna Meir, were near Elayna Meir, that refers to Shechem. How do we know this? Because it states, Vayav Avram Be'aretz Ad Mekayim Shechem, Shechem, and just like the Elin Moira that speaks about by Avraham Avinu is referring to Shechem, Afkan Shechem, over here also the Elin Moira is referring to the same place and it's referring to Shechem, and therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrizim Har Evil were located in Shechem. And the Brisa continues, Amar Belez Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Elez Rabbi Yesi states, B'dav Zes, Yafti Sifri Kutim, based on this Gzira Shava, I was able to show that the Kutim were forgerers and they were saying dishonest things about the Torah, as they stated that they only believe in Torah Shebiksav and they don't believe in Torah Shebalper, and therefore Matalem, I said to them, Ziyaftim Torahaskem, that you yourselves prove that you really don't believe that and you really do have to learn Torah Shebalper, V'lo Yelisim Be'etchem Klum, and therefore you don't have anything and your beliefs are illegitimate. My raya to you is, Sha'atim Oimrim Aloinim Moir Shechem, that you also agree that Aloinim Moir refers to Shechem and the Kutim actually made a Beis HaMikdash in Shechem on Hagrizim, as the Torah states that you should make a Mizbeach on Hagrizim, and therefore they felt that that is the proper place for the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi said to them, Af Onu Moidim Sha'aloinim Moir Shechem, we also agree with you that the proper place of Hagrizim and our Evil is in Shechem, since the Torah states Aloinim Moir. However, Onu Lamadnu B'Gzeir Shava, we at least have a Gzeir Shava that says the word Aloinim Moir over here, and says Aloinim Moir B'Negei Avram, and over here it says Shechem, Atim B'Malam Antum. But according to you, that you don't learn Gzeir Shava, then how do you know that the location of Hagrizim and our Evil was by Shechem? Maybe it's referring to some other space in Eretz Yisrael that's called Aloinim Moir. And L'chaira, by the fact that you say that it's Shechem, it must be that you really do believe in Gzeir Shavas, and you're really just dishonest about your belief system. And the Brisa continued with the Shita Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ima halohima be'eva yadin samach liyadin, that I hold that Hagrizim Har Evil were actually close to the Yadin, and it was next to where they crossed over the Yadin. The ima yadin ve'elech, if it's actually further away from the Yadin, haloiksiv, but the Pasuk says b'hoi ba'avichem es yadin, on the same day when you pass over the Yadin, that's when you should set up the Mizbeches, and therefore it makes sense that Hagrizim Har Evil were right after they passed through the Yarden, and it wasn't in Shechem, as if you read in Shechem, you would have to travel a great distance, and we would have to explain that it was a great niece that all of Klai Yisrael traveled to Shechem and had Kfitz HaDerech, and that doesn't make sense to say that we had to come onto an ace. And Rebbe Elazar continues, Achri Derech Mevay HaShemesh, when the Torah states that it was further away from the Mevay HaShemesh, this is actually teaching us that this area where Hagrizim Har Evil was, and where the Brachs and Klaus were given, is Makim Shechem HaShekas, is further away from the area where the sun sets, which means that it was furthest from the west, and it was the closest to the point of the Yarden, which is all the way on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi says, V'hai Mevoy HaShemesh, Meir of Hud is referring to the west, Loshen Kivo HaShemesh, Mokim Shechama Shekas, which is referring to the place where the sun sets, Muflug Mishkiyasa, and it's furthest away from the place where it sets, behind Litzad Mizrach, Samuch Liyadim Miyad. And Rebbe Elazar continues and explains the words of Rabbi Yehuda that the Torah states Be'eretz HaKnani, and Lefi Rebbe Elazar, the area right after the Yarden is actually owned by Knan, and therefore the term makes sense when it says Be'eretz HaKnani, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eretz Chivihi, it's really Eretz Chivi, but even so, the Torah calls it Eretz Knani, as we find the Torah calls all the Shivas HaAmim based on the name of Knan. And Rabbi Elazar now asks a question on Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah states, Hayoshe Barava, that it was in an area where there was plains, and the fear of Rabbi Elazar, this makes a lot of sense, because the area that's right next to the Yadin does not have a lot of mountains, and it has plains. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this area was next to Shechem, that's a very mountainous region, and therefore he asked, that area has a lot of mountains and hills, and how can you say that it was Yoshe Barava? And then he asked another question, and he asked this question both on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda as well as his own Shita, that the Pasuk states Mu'a Gilgal, that this was next to Gilgal, and he asked if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the location where Hagrizim and Har-Evil is, why would he say that it's next to Gilgal if they weren't able to see Gilgal, since they were on the other side of the Yarden? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov states that when the Pasuk states, Be'eretz HaKnani, Yoshe Barava Mul HaGilgal, is not telling them the exact direction, it's coming to tell you the way that they should travel after they cross the Yarden, Kederach Shehelan Berishayna, just like after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had the benefit of the Nani HaKavod, and they followed the Amudonon in order to know the direction they should go, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that when you pass over the Yarden, and after Miriam and Aaron and I die, and you will no longer be led by the Amud Anan, how do you know which direction to go? So I'm giving you your directions at this point, and I'm telling you the following is the proper way to travel. And these words of the Pasuk have nothing to do with Moshe telling them the exact location of Hagrizim and Har-Evil. And as the Gemara explains, that Derech, Derech L'chuv, V'lei B'sadis Ukramim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that he should go Derech, he was telling them when traveling, go on the roads, and don't go through Sadois and vineyards, Hayoshe, B'yishav L'chuv, you should go through settled area, V'lei M'bin Maris, and and you should not go through deserts and through areas that are unsettled. By Rava Luchu, you should go on plains, and you should not go through mountains and hilltops. And the Gemara continues and will tell us a story as to how Klai Yisrael passed through the Yarden, and we know that it was a nace that the Yarden split for Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara states, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ketel over Yisrael's Yarden, what was the story and how did Klai Yisrael pass through the Yarden? Although we know that when Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, they traveled in a basic formation and they split up all the 12 Shvatim into four different groups. And the first group was called Degel Machne Yehuda as he led that group. The second group was called Degel Machne Reuven as he led the second group. And after that, the Lorin as well as the Mishkan would travel behind them. And even though Rashi and Chumash brings down that there was a machlekes as to how they traveled, did the Klai Yisrael travel in a straight line or they did travel exactly the way that they encamped in the Midbar, and all four Degelim were on four different sides and Machne Levia was in the middle. However, our sugya is going like the Mandama that they traveled in a straight line. And the Braisa continues by Yoim Nasa Tchila. However, today the Aron went at the front as a general leads a group into the war. Shenema Hine Aron Habris Adin Kol Aretz Oyvel Lefnechem, that it tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Aron went in front of the entire Klal Yisrael into the Yarden. And as Rashi says, since the pasuk says Lefnechem is Mashma Lefnei Kulchem, that it went and preceded all of the Machleis and it went in front of the entire group of Klal Yisrael. And the Braisa continues B'chol Yom V'Yom Leviim Naisim Es Aron, that every single day the Bnei Levi would carry the Aron. And as Rashi says, this was given to the Mishpach of Kos by Yom Nasu Kayanim. However, today the Kayanim held on to the Aron and they carried the Aron. Shenema V'hoi Kinoya Kapis Ragla Kayanim Naisi Aron Hashem. So we see clearly that on this day the Kayanim would carry the Aron Hashem. And once again, this was to show Chashivas to Klal Yisrael and to lead them into the Nais of crossing the Yarden when the Yarden split. And once the Braisa mentioned that the Kayanim would carry the Aron instead of the Levium, so therefore the Braisa takes a break and it tells us the following. Tanya will enter Braisa, Rabbi Yasi states, Bishleshim Mekoymus Nasu Kohanim Es Aron. There were three times that the Kohanim carried the Aron. Number one was, as we stated, Kesha'avus Yadin, when Klal Yisrael passed through the Yadin, Uchshavsivus Yerichai, and also when Yeshua took Klal Yisrael and they surrounded Yerichai, and Rashi brings the Pasuk in Yeshua that states, Bayuku Yeshua ben Nun al Kohanim, Bayayim Alehem, Suez Aron Bris Hashem. So you see the Kohanim carried the Aron, and Uchshavsivus Yerichai, and then in the time of Shlomo Melech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash and they brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, once again the Kohanim carried the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. And let us see Rashi at the bottom of Amin, Uchshachzir Lomakaimai, the Meish Shlomo LeBeis Kachi Kedashim, during the time of Shlomo when they took the Aron into the Kodesh Kedashim, the Chsiv Vayavo calls it Yisrael, by Yisu Akoinim as Aron, and the Kohanim carried the Aron. And Rashi brings down that the Aron hadn't been in the proper place and in the Kodesh Kedashim for many years, as the Aron was captured in the days of Eli and was taken away, and even after the Plishtim returned it, there was not a Makkah Kavua for the Aron, as Rashi says, Sherechav Mishkan Shila, Benishtar Bebeis Avinodov, and it went into the house of Avinodov, and then David took it after 20 years to Ovid Edom, and then it went finally to the ear David, but it stayed there until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and at that point they brought it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and Rashi says, V'ukarim Mekoyma Miyuchad, that's considered its place, Kedachsiv, V'yu Akoinim, Arim Bris Hashem, El Mekoyma, El Zvira Bayis. And it's interesting that the Gemara says, Yuchshachzir El Mekoyma, and Rashi seems to be bothered by the word Mekoyma, but L'chayra, it's interesting that the Gemara states, Yuchshachzir El Mekoyma, since this is the first time that it was actually going into the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Beis HaMikdash was newly built. And this idea is similar to the concept that we speak about when the Torah states, Al Pi Hashem Yachru Val Pi Hashem Yiso, that L'maisa, any place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be, that is the same Makim. And therefore, since the Shechinah was in the Kodesh Kedoshim and was in the Beis HaMikdash, that is as if the Aron was back in its proper place, which is, of course, the area where the Shechinah is. And I even Taisa deal with Maschach Shechzirul Mekaymai, that Taisa is that in Divri Yomim, the Pasuk states, Vayisu Alavim Es Aron, and Taisa says that you could explain that this is one of the 24 places that we know that the Kohanim are called Levim, and even though in a Hanami, the Kohanim were the ones that carried the Aron into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And Taisus continues and brings multiple psukim where he uses the term Kohanim as well as Levim, Ayin in Taisus, and then Taisus ends off and says, Inami, HaKohanim Nadlumim Kaimai, that originally the Kohanim took the Aron from the place where it was in Eir David, Umasrul Levim, and then they gave it over to Levim, Valvim Nasu Ada Echel, and then the Levim carried it from Eir David until the Echel, Vichlisu HaKohanim Ludvir, and finally the Kohanim took it back, and the Kohanim were actually the ones that brought it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Harei Kol HaMikrayis Mikuyamim, and therefore if you go through the Mikrayis, it would actually work out very well, V'azeh Am Rabbeisi, K'shechzeru L'mekayimai, and that's what Rabbeisi means when he said, when they brought it into the Mekayim, meaning the Kohanim only brought it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, but from Eir David until they got to the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Levim actually carried the Aron. Aharon and Rabbi Kveiga and Gilin Hashas states over here, Umitzinu Oid, Shenasu Hakainim, Shahidov Berech, Mepteav Shalom, Dixib Bishmul Bez, Perktazrov, the Yashiv Tzadik, Vav Yasas, Arain Alakim, Yushalayim. And therefore, Rabbi Kveiga is bothered that why Rabbi Yisi say that were three times, if Lachaira, there were four times. And Rabbi Kveiga answers, Kivin de Nichla, Bechlalach, Zaras Mekaima, Mikri Chad, that since this was part of the Aharon coming back from the Plishtim and going towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and even though this took multiple years, however, this is all considered one time that the Kohanim carried the Aharon, as the Kohanim had to carry the Aharon from the point of the Plishtim all the way towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, which ultimately happened over many years. And L'chaira, Rabbi Kveiga's Teretz also works with the Gei Taisis, as L'chaira, according to Taisis, the Kohanim first came and took it from Ir David, and then they passed it to the Levium, and then the Levium passed it to the Kohanim. So L'chaira, once again, there are four times. However, since it's included in the same story, and therefore it's only counted as one time that the Kohanim carried the Aharon, and we will stop over here.